Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 24th of December and the fourth Sunday of Advent. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Breaking In to Our Brokenness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. This gospel text by St. Luke is so familiar to us. And now we arrive at this last day of Advent to take yet another moment to prepare, to pray in expectation, and to hope again for the coming of Christ our Savior. I just want to share with you the words of an ancient Advent hymn I never heard before, but I believe truly describes our emotions at this time in our country and in our world. In the midst of the contradictions of deep sadness and exultant joy and the reality of war and our hope and prayers for peace. This Advent hymn is by David Bjorklund. Come now, O God, when our love is forsaken. Come when our bedrock of faith has been shaken. Come when our deepest of hopes are mistaken. Come, Emmanuel, come, Emmanuel. Come when we squander the freedom you gave us. Come, break the systems of sin that enslave us. Come, though we wonder if you can still save us. Come, Emmanuel, come, Emmanuel. Come, put an end to our self-serving madness. Come while the world is enshrouded in sadness. Come, turn the tears of our mourning to gladness. Come, Emmanuel. Come, Emmanuel. Today's gospel is all about incarnation. It is about God with us, Emmanuel. And we are invited to believe that the story of Mary is our story. Incarnate love that is with us, reborn in each of us. It is about our saying yes, so God is again born into this world. As we come to the end of this season of Advent, we do so knowing that Christ is breaking in and will continue to break into the brokenness of our world. We must take up the challenge to truly begin the work of Christmas. Howard Thurman says it so beautifully. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. Come, Emmanuel. Come, Emmanuel.